Welcome to Born Beautiful, a weekly podcast where we talk about the life of a 20-something-year-old girl boss navigating through adulthood, riding the wave of new experiences, sharing those experiences, and my tips on how you can do it too. Hi, and a very big welcome to you all. This is my first ever episode of my podcast, Born Beautiful. And what can I say? I am just super excited to have just launched this. I'm pretty sure whoever of you are listening in right now, either it's because, number one, you heard about my announcement from Instagram where I posted saying that there was something very special that I wanted to do for you guys, and I wanted to announce it the moment that I had my 1,000 followers. And I know it can seem like a very small number in comparison to all those Instagram bloggers or influencers out there, you know, who have so many K's of following, and it is insane. Literally, Instagram game has gone up to another level, which I do not want to be talking about much in this episode, which we will probably discuss again at some later point in this podcast. But yeah, getting back to the point, I'm pretty sure that you guys have come from that announcement, and thank you so much for actually making it over and kind of coming here and trying to be with me on this project and know what exactly I was up to, what I was trying to do with this, and how I'm going to do it. So thank you for finally coming here. And the other thing is, definitely if you're not part of my follower, then you're either my friends and my family who've been sweet enough to keep supporting me, even though it's another platform completely. So Instagram is one thing, Facebook is one thing, and I know a lot of you don't exactly belong to the millennial generation where, you know, you're like, okay, podcast is so cool, let's listen to this, let's drive and hear some audio. So many of you might not be typically from that generation, but you've come here anyways. So thank you for that. That's still something that I am very, very grateful for. And of course, how can I forget, as I was mentioning on Instagram, we've reached 1,000. That is so amazing. I totally believe in taking baby steps until we reach that huge number. So there is no particular number that I'm aiming towards or moving towards. It's just that I want to create a community and just be friends with a lot more of you guys and keep adding to that, you know. That's basically all that there is to this. And side by side, doing some meaningful work and sharing my experiences, like how I'm going to be doing in this podcast. So again, this is super, super exciting for me, and I hope I am able to transfer that excitement to you guys, because this is going to be an amazing journey, and I hope you guys will definitely stick around for that, and you'll hopefully be able to see me grow in this platform like how I have slowly but steadily done the same in my Instagram. So thank you again, guys, and stay tuned. So since this is my first episode, I don't want to make it too long and very detailed. I just want to give you like an idea of what I'd be talking about during the course of this podcast. So if you've already been following me on Instagram, you would know that I love to post a lot of topics about self-care, about self-love, taking care of yourself, general well-being. I talk a bit about wellness and a lot of things that have to do with, you know, loving yourself on the inside and how to stand out, how to be a girl boss, how to dress for success, how to be basically a better version of yourself, a better human being. So this is basically what I cover in most of my posts on Instagram, and I'm taking a lot of my inspiration from my Instagram posts, actually, to put that into the essence of this podcast. So grab your coffee cup and settle down comfortably, because this is going to be one hell of a ride. What we are going to be talking about in this podcast is going to be mainly about adulting. I mean, that word is just sometimes a very scary word to people from our generation, typically the millennials. And you know what, if I actually think about it, it's not just the millennials. I can think of people in their late 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, even 50s, people who are still struggling with the concept of adulting, because it's not just about trying to be an adult, but it's about the whole whirlwind of different experiences that you get the moment you're in an unknown territory, you know. And that multitude of experiences is something that you never stop at any point in your life. So you're never in a very comfortable space. That's just the way life works, you know. You're never in a very safe zone, or you're never in a very comfortable space where you say that, you know what, I've got my life completely planned out, I'm absolutely settled, I know where I'm going. And I mean, like, if you do have that sort of clarity, that is amazing. But come on, like, if we get to the truth of the matter, really, if you are truthful to yourself, I really don't think that's the case, honestly. Because even the most well thought of, the most figured out person on the planet, if ever there was such a word, even that person knows really well that, you know what, end of the day, I just need to wing it. I just need to know my next step. I don't need to really know the whole of the experience, or I don't really need to know where absolutely I'm headed, because that is an impossible task. You don't really know that. But how do I deal with all these experiences that I'm having newly? How do I do that? How do I make the best of those situations? And in the essence of all those experiences is that one word which comes out and which surfaces, which is called adulting. Exactly. It's very difficult to be summed up in a few sentences or in a few words, and there is no typical definition. So yeah, I mean, I do have a definition. So I've looked it up in quite a few places, and I've tried to kind of come to a sort of explanation about what this word is typically. To each person, obviously, it means different things, and it has a lot of different connotations and a lot of different explanations according to each person. And of course, that is absolutely valid. But the general idea of what adulting is basically the thought or the idea that I am now able to do grown-up things. I'm holding different responsibilities, such as having a 9-to-5 job, managing my expenses, which could be either if you're renting a place, if you're buying certain things. Suppose you have got a car, maintaining your expenses for that, and a lot of whole other things that come along with being an adult, stepping out and experiencing new things, and basically everything that makes you feel or think that you're a grown-up now. So, you know, like when we were kids, we looked up to certain adults, or we just looked up to, suppose, for example, our parents, and we saw them doing like this whole host of things, right? So they'd wake up early, they'd be the ones doing the chores in the house, they were absolutely prepared for every situation, every circumstances, and they were very hands-on. And, you know, they'd be going to the market, they'd be buying things, they'd be coming back, they'd be preparing, you know, the kids for school. Everything would be going on, like the simultaneous crazy host of activities. And sometimes as a little kid, you'd just be stepping back and you'd look at them in awe, and you'd be like, wow, probably that is what it means to be an adult and to have everything figured out. But the strangest thing is, the more you grow up, the more you cross through all these different stages, and it's kind of like a journey, right? So you cross all these stages, and then you're kind of in that position, and you're like, I really don't have it figured out, you know, I still don't feel like I'm an adult yet. So that feeling, which a lot of it is also associated with new experiences and kind of not hesitating, I would say, but the fear and the excitement also of something absolutely new. So that is something which I can sum up with the word adulting. And there's a whole lot more explanation, but let's not get into too many details. As I said, let's keep this short. But yeah, so we are going to be talking about that. Like, it's the whole journey, like I was saying. And I really don't want this podcast to be like another typical talk show format where, you know, I'm just this person who just keeps advising you and telling you that this is how you should navigate through adulthood. Because let's face it, it's a very personal journey. Everyone's journey is very different. And it's going to be different experiences because we've been brought up in different circumstances. We've been around different people. We have been exposed to quite a different, you know, plethora of things. So obviously the journey is going to be different for a lot of people. But the things that come axiomatic to that journey, things which you know will happen regardless of whichever path you're on, where you're from, regardless of gender, religion, anything. These experiences are what I'm here to talk about. So this is what we'll be doing. And as I mentioned, adulthood, it is an absolute roller coaster of emotions. And the way I want you to see me is I really do hope that we become good friends across the journey of this podcast. And like I said, I don't want to be like another one of those advising columns because, you know, I am in no way absolutely credible to be a person advising you on adulthood. So the only objective which I'll have during this episodes is just to share those experiences and in those situations where I've probably done a little bit good for myself, so don't mind if I show off. I will not be showing off though, but still, if I have conquered that situation very positively, I would love to share my tips on how I've done it so that, you know, you can take a cue from that and apply it to your situations. And if it works, then that's amazing. So I want to be a good friend for you, who sits alongside you in that roller coaster ride, and you just hold on and you cling on to that friend, right? You scream, you shout, it's crazy. Sometimes you're scared, and when you're at the top and you know you're just about to swoosh, and then you go in all different directions, and you're just so absolutely excited, yet you're scared, you're nervous, and you're having this whole range of emotions. So, you know, that one good friend whom you hang on to and you love to share this journey with. So that is what I'm aiming for in these conversations. And I really hope that we do get there. And I'm pretty sure that we will. And I hope you stick around till we get there. And so another thing that we would be talking about is these episodes that we would be having. So mainly it would consist of me taking on different topics on adulting. As I mentioned, there is so much with regards to adulting that we will be talking about. There is this whole area on love and relationships, friendships, budgeting, handling new experiences, FOMO, a lot of these things, so many things to cover. So we would definitely be talking about all of that when it comes to topics. On the other hand, I would also be talking and sharing with you about my experiences, which is purely hashtag real talk, because let's face it, we all have our days. It's not going to be absolutely wonderful and positive and cheery on all the days. It will not be like that. And we know that, right? So there's going to be a mix of those amazing days, and then there's going to be a mix of those little not so amazing days. Days anyways, and finally we have those days which are very neutral, so it's neither very exciting nor very bad, but just somewhere, you know, we're hanging in between and we're just hoping for the days to go on. So three category of days, but something which is common in all these days is an experience and something to learn from that situation. So I would love to share those experiences with you, and we will do that in a segment called hashtag real talk. And finally, Yes, there will be guests on this podcast as well. Maybe in a few episodes down the line, I would love to bring along a few people who are somewhere in the same boat, so you know that, you know, you're not the only one. Again, no one is going to be an absolute credible expert, because let's face it, like, we are not talking about hardcore skills, or we are not talking about a technical topic where, you know, X will definitely equal to Y, you know, at some point in the equation. So it's definitely not like that. It's something which you continually build on. But definitely people who are credible enough in the sense that they are in the same boat as you and I, and who will definitely have some wonderful insights to share on whatever topics that we would be doing for those episodes. So yes, you know, you can definitely look forward to some amazing guests on this podcast as well, whom we'll be talking about. So this is majorly how we will go ahead with the podcast, and I hope it's going to be really amazing, and I know you guys will have a wonderful time. And thank you for sticking around for this segment of my first episode as well. So this is the end of my first episode of the podcast Born Beautiful. Thank you guys for sticking around till the end of the episode. It was wonderful. And this is the first step for me to get this podcast out to you guys. And I had like tons of fun actually recording this episode, and I hope you guys liked it too. And you guys are super excited about what we'd be talking about in the future episodes. If you are, don't forget to come back and listen to the next episode. Connect with me on my social media. You can connect with me on Instagram, where I am primarily very, very active there. And I post under the handle name of Madam Potpourri. Or you could connect with me on Facebook as well. I will be sharing the links to my next episodes of this podcast on my social media. So make sure you follow me there, and you'd get to see my link, and you can come back and hear my new episodes. And of course, if you have any specific requests on topics related to adulting, or related to being a girl boss, or in general anything to do with well-being and self-love and taking care of your mind, health and body, if you have anything related to that, if you want to ask me, please do leave it in my comments or DM me on Instagram and let me know, and I will definitely make sure to get on that topic. And of course, I'd give you a big shout out. So again, thank you so much for staying till the end of this episode. I hope you loved it, and see you until next time. Bye.